Continuing with Dua al-Kumail, we were looking at verse 16. We've actually just looked at the first part. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bi dhikri. Let's look at the next part of this verse, where we say, وَأَسْتَشْفِعُ بِكَ إِلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ. And I pray to you, and I seek intercession from you, with yourself. See, the power of intercession is solely vested in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we find in the Quran. In Surah Az-Zumar, this is Surah number 39, Ayah 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ سَيُّ مُحَمَّدْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Allah is the intercession altogether. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرَجَعُونَ. And to him you shall be brought back. And he does permit others to intercede. And we see that in Surah Taha. This is Surah number 20, Ayah 109. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. On that day shall no intercession avail except of him whom the beneficent God allows and whose word he is pleased with. So, just briefly, when we say, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, or وَاسْتَشْفِعُ بِكَ إِلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ, or maybe if I paraphrase it, and I seek intercession from you with yourself. What are we talking about? What is intercession? In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, Ayah 35, it says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, be God conscious. وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ, and seek a means of nearness to him. Seek a wasila. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ, strive hard in his way that you may be successful. So what is intercession? Because wasila, shafa'a, is something to intercede for you. See, a shafa'a is derived from ashaf, which means even as opposed to odd. We know that Allah is the ultimate cause. And we can see that in creation, every cause begins from him and ends up to him. He's the first and final cause, the real creator and the originator, and all other causes are channels to carry his mercy, his boundless mercy and bounty to his creatures. In legislation, we also see that he is the ultimate cause. He, in his mercy, established a contact with his creatures, laid down a religion, set down his commandments, prescribed rewards, appropriate punishments for obedience and disobedience, brought prophets or sent prophets to bring us good news, to warn us of the outcome of breaking those laws. And both these things, legislation and creation, we see the causality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in essence they're all related to intercession. But today I'd like to look at when we say that I wish to wastashfi bika ila nafsik, on intercession, what do we get intercession with? How do we use it? What are the objects of intercession? So I'm going to go very briefly over them, because we find that the intercession comes in various aspects. The first form of intercession in this life, or maybe I should call them intercessors in this life, the first one is repentance. You know, again, this is the ayah that I repeat again and again of Surah Az-Zumar. يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And this ayah covers all sins, because if we do tawbah, if we turn back, if we repent from them, then everything is wiped out and they become an intercessor. Their repentance becomes an intercessor. The second intercessor is Iman, or true Iman. And again, the ayah of Quran gives you such, you know, they give you such lucid explanations for this. Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah 28. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ya ayuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, be God conscious, wa aminu bi rasulihi, and believe, have true iman in his messenger. يُعْطِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ, he will give you two portions of his mercy. وَيَجَلَّكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ, he will make you a light with which you walk in. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ, and Allah is غَفُورُ and Rahim. The third intercessor that we find is a good deed. Again, I will use a Quranic reference, and I know this becomes a little long drawn, but At least it makes us understand to use the Quran as a reference to lead our lives and to understand the dua. This is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 9, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Allah has promised those who believe and do good deeds that there is a forgiveness, there is a pardon, and a great recompense. The fourth intercessor is the Qur'an. Again, an amazing ayah. Surah Al-Ma'idah again, Ayah 16. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Quran. He says of this Quran, يَحْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبْعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَحْدِيهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. With this Quran, Allah guides him who will follow his pleasure into the ways of safety and bring them out of utter darkness into light by his will and guide them to the right path. The ayah before says that it is this Quran, he says, you know, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رُسُلُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا كُنْتُمْ تُخْفُونَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَعْفُوًا كَثِيرًا قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورًا وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you light and a clear book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so beautiful. The fifth intercessor is anything related to a good deed. It could be a mosque, it could be a holy place, auspicious days. The six intercessors are the prophets and the messengers. And again, a beautiful ayah of Quran. Many people seem to think that they cannot be intercessors. But let's look at Quran. Let's look again. Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 64. We can debate with many things, but we cannot debate with the Quran. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Ayah 64, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَّحِيمًا. He says that, and they hate, when they were unjust to themselves, if they had come to you and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah oft returning to mercy and merciful. And we find that in the story of Abu Lababa and Sultan Tawbah. Inshallah, we will talk about him. The seventh intercessor is the angels. They too ask for forgiveness for believers. Many Quranic ayat which refer to that. And maybe I'll just pick one of the ayat. And this is from Surah Ash-Shura, which is the council, Surah number 42, Ayah 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the angels, He says, تَقَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَتَّرْنَا مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The angels glorify the praise of their Rabb and ask forgiveness for those on earth. The eighth intercessors are believers themselves. A believing person may ask for forgiveness for his fellow believing brothers and sisters and for himself. And there's no better ayah than looking at the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2, where there's a beautiful last bit, which is known as Aman al-Rasul, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the du'as of those who believe when they say, ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. Pardon us, have mercy on us. You know, أنت مولانا, you are our patron. فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. It is so beautiful. So when we read this, واستشفي بك إلى نفسك. And we're asking, I seek intercession from you with yourself. Then we must go through this list of eight and see if we apply it into our lives. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua al-Qumail tomorrow.